Elizabeth Hasselbeck calls out the view's open borders hypocrisy. How many people in the audience had to go through security to get here? By Warner Todd Houston on March 4, 2026. In a return visit, Elizabeth Hasselbeck ripped her former co-hosts on The View for their abject hypocrisy on wide open borders. Hasselbeck, who co-hosted the ABC talk show from 2003 to 2013 and stepped in to guest co-host this week, didn't hold back when the topic turned to illegal migrants on Wednesday's episode. She made a point that many Republicans have made for years. Liberals love their security, gated communities, and ID4 entry rules when it comes to their own lives. But want illegals to be able to just walk over the border without being identified by the government, which impacts everyone else's life. Hasselbeck noted that nearly no illegal aliens have crossed the border since Trump took office for his second term and close to 3 million illegal migrants have left the country, not to mention having the lowest murder rate in 125 years. "We need a strong border, especially now with our current global situation," she said as Whoopi Goldberg attempted to interrupt. "And I believe that you may say we don't want border control and you're against ICE. But I actually don't believe you in your daily lives." Hasselbeck then made the perfect analogy by turning to the audience and asked, "How many people here had to go through security to get in here? Raise your hands." "This is an authorized audience," she continued. "They had to go through security and go through the border to get right here just to hear us talk. We need strong borders more than ever." Elizabeth Hasselbeck calls out The View's hypocrisy on wanting open borders by pointing out their audience had to do through security and would be trespassing otherwise. pic.twitter.com/0hipx0rc77. Nicholas Fondacaro, at Nick Fondacaro, March 4, 2026. Later in the discussion, Whoopi tried to claim that illegals pay more in taxes than the amount of services they receive from government. But that does not appear to be true. According to the Federation for American Immigration Reform, illegal migrants use far more in government services and subsidies than the amount of taxes they pay. In 2017, for instance, migrants paid about $19 billion in taxes, but the financial burden to the country rang in at about $134.9 billion. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.